Our processional hymn is number 344 in the LBW. Number 344, let us rise as we are able. 344. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls, Idaho, on this blessed Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. Your bishop will be here later. I'm sure there will be announcements about that. Not today, but later in the week. Thank you for having me here today. Let us center ourselves on the God created, who has redeemed, and who sanctifies us. as we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Number 332. The Lord be with you.
Let us pray.
Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 9a. The Lord God has given me a trained tongue, that I may know how to sustain the weary with the word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand in court together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? All of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Psalmody is from Psalm chapter 31, verses 9 through 16, and we will read it responsively. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress.
My God is from grief, my soul and body also.
For my life is spent with sorrow,
and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery, and my
bones waste away. I am the scorn of all my adversaries. I have passed out of mind like one who is dead.
I have become like a broken vessel.
For I hear the whispering of many.
Terror all around, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life.
But I trust in you, O Lord.
I say, you are my God.
My times are in your hand. Let your face shine upon your servant.
Save me with steadfast love.
The second reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, assuming human likeness, and being found in appearance as a human, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him even more highly and gave him the name that is above every other name, so that the name given to Jesus, every knee should bend in the heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At this time, we will, as is tradition in both Lutheran and Anglican circles, the congregation will read the Gospel today. And Patty, at this point, please.
Thank you. Not that I really, you may sit down or be seated or something like that. Okay, so if you got one of these, if you have one in your hot little hands, you have to participate. So we didn't have quite enough. So if you want to run around and find someone to give it to, that now's the time. Okay, I'm going to do the parts. Father David is going to do narrator and Jesus portion. So now, and everybody is the congregation portion. So now I need someone to volunteer to read the John portion. Hands up, quick. Ready, set, go. Who's John? Okay, Tyson, great job. Who wants to be Pilate? Carl will. Who wants to be the centurion? Charlie wants to. Who wants to be criminal one? Shannon wants to be the first criminal. Carl, that's the one you should have taken considering your interaction with the police department this week. Criminal two. Come on, criminal two. Ellen wants to up in the balcony. Peter. Gary will be Peter. High priest. Vic will be the high priest. Servant girl, that's me. I'm the servant girl. Someone else. Who wants to be someone else? Shane wants to be someone else. And how about Tennille will be another person. Another person, that's kind of weird. Okay?
And when you do it, talk loud.
Be sure to speak loud so that the internet and the radio can hear today's gospel. Please. The please was implied. Now the festival of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was near. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to put Jesus to death, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was one of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers of the temple police about how he might betray Jesus to them. They were greatly pleased and agreed to give him money. So he consented and began to look for an opportunity to betray him to them when no crowd was present. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John saying, "Go and prepare the Passover meal for us that we may eat it." Listen, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters and say to the owner of the house, "The teacher asks you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there. So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table and the apostles with him. Jesus said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup. And after giving thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And then he took a loaf of bread. And when Jesus had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to the one by whom he is betrayed. Then they began to ask one another which of them it could be who would do this. A dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." And Peter said to Jesus, "Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied me three times that you know me. When I sent you out without a purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?
No, not a thing.
But now the one who has a purse must take it, and likewise a bag. And the one who has no sword must sell his cloak and buy one, for I tell you, this scripture must be fulfilled in me. And he was counted among the lawless. And indeed, what is written about me is being fulfilled."
"Lord, look, here are two swords."
"It is enough." So Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives. And the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, Jesus said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then Jesus withdrew from them about a stone's throw. He knelt down and he prayed, "Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood, falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, Jesus came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial." While Jesus was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" When those who were around Jesus saw what was coming, they asked, Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "Oh, no more of this." And Jesus touched his ear, and he healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Then they seized Jesus and they led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house, but Peter following at a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him. She said,
"This man was also with him."
But he denied it, saying,
"Woman, I do not know him."
A little later, someone else, on seeing him, said, Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting.
"Surely this man also is with him, for he is a Galilean."
"Man, I do not know what you are talking about."
And at that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out. Peter wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, They kept heaping many other insults on him. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said,
"If you are the Messiah, tell us."
Jesus said, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." And all of them asked, Jesus said, "You say that I am.
What other testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips."
Then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, Then Pilate asked Jesus,
"Are you the king of the Judeans?"
Jesus said, "You say so."
"I find no basis for an accusation against this man."
But they were insistent, and they said, When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. So when Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been wanting to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned Jesus at some length, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Even Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and mocked Jesus. Then he put an elegant robe on Jesus and sent him back to Pilate. That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and he said to them,
"You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people, and here I have examined him, and in your presence, and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. He has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and released."
Then they all shouted out together,
"Away with this fellow. Release Barabbas for us."
Now Barabbas was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting, A third time, Pilate said to them,
"Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then released."
But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for Jesus. But Jesus turned to them and said, "O daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Now two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with Jesus. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide Jesus' clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at Jesus, saying, The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying,
"If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself."
There was also an inscription over Jesus, "This is the King of the Judeans." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, But the other rebuked him, saying,
"Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we neither have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Jesus said, "Amen. I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." About noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. While the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two, then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth. He laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. Patty said that it was up to me whether or not there would be a homily today. So, of course, there is. The best sermon I ever heard in my life at Zion Lutheran in Ashton, Idaho, 43 years ago. I'll never forget it. I'm going to share every word with you. To the Passover, you are what you eat. Our hymn of the day is 325. Let us rise as we are able, as we say together, the words of our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Led by the Spirit, let us turn to God in prayer for the church, the world, and all those in need, especially those that we lift in our hearts at this time. Guide your church this holy week as we follow in the servant way of Jesus. Protect those who face hostility or oppression for their faith. Humble those who would use faith to dominate others and reinforce their own power. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Make your creation a living witness to Christ's passion and resurrection. In waving palms, shouting stones, fragrant vineyards, murmuring wheat, and revealing fire, make us attentive to your holy presence in the world, that we may care for the earth you love. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Let your face shine upon the leaders of nations, and let the same mind be in them as was in Christ Jesus, so that those with the most power may humble themselves to serve the most vulnerable. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Sustain the weary with a word. Grant perseverance to political prisoners and to and who are exploited, unjustly accused, or wrongly convicted. Abide with all who are in jails, detention centers, or prisons. Console all who experience times of trial or suffering. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Give strength to those who will lead worship during Holy Week, pastors and deacons, altar guilds and sacristans, musicians and assisting ministers, ushers and the office staff. Instill in them awe and joy, that their service may reflect the love of Jesus. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
We give thanks to you for our beloved dead, trusting that as the cross of Jesus led to the empty tomb, so you welcome those who have died into the paradise of your presence. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
receive the prayers of your people and draw all things together in your love. In the name of Jesus, who leads us from death to life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated for the we have a children's sermon.
Okay, guys, come on up and bring your palms. Bring your palms. Oh, you brought your Bible too. Thanks, Wyatt. Lots of times on 4th of July you'll see parades, and what are they waving?
Palms.
No, flags. Flags on. But when Jesus came to Jerusalem riding on a donkey, have you ever rode a donkey?
No, I have never seen one.
But you've seen a donkey? Yeah. Well, maybe someday try riding one, but don't tell your mom. But so when Jesus came to Jerusalem, he was riding on a donkey. And some people put down their coats for the donkey to walk on. Don't put your coat down for your donkey to walk on. Not a good idea. Mom will be mad about that. But other people, they were shouting Hosanna and praising Jesus, and they were waving their palms like a flag. So let's watch all of these guys out here grab their palms and wave them and say, Hosanna, Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna. That's why we have these palms. They were welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem. Now, what happens later this week? They had that trial that we just heard, and Jesus was found guilty because someone said he was. But on Easter, we will find out what happened, won't we? Oh, look at my Hosannas falling apart. But at least you're not going to poke somebody's eyes out with these soft palms, will you?
No.
But they're pretty good to whip your brother with. Come on, little monkeys. We'll see you later. Hey, Charlie, tell me this. It's a shame. And this is a shame. See you, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is Palm Sunday. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Andrea Cates, Ainsley Reed, Jenny Ruff, Marilyn Allen, Sean Allen, Braden Chips, and Vivian Charles. Are there any other announcements?
I'm just going to remind you all of the schedule this week. It's a really busy week. So at 5 o'clock on Thursday will be the Maundy-Thursday service. Bishop Megan Manlove, the bishop of our synod, will be here to conduct all the services this week. She's a busy girl. And then at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening, we have our baptism service. 16 candidates for baptism will be baptized that evening. And then on Friday evening, we will have a traditional Good Friday service. Oh, communion will be served on Monday, Thursday service at 5. Then on Friday evening at 6 o'clock, we will have the traditional Good Friday service. And then on Easter morning, we will not have a brunch this year because we have 5 young ladies that are having confirmation, and we want to settle that or celebrate them after the service. So the service will be at 10, and then we will celebrate our confirmants after the Easter morning worship.
The offering will be collected at this time.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, whose suffering and death gave salvation to all. You gather your people around the tree of the cross, transforming death into life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so. You are what you eat.
Come forward, all of you. Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Please stand as you're able. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional hymn, Out into the World to Love and Serve, is number 338. 338. Remembering that we are what we eat, go in peace, love and serve the Lord.